Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
I want to say that it's great to see some people here that we haven't in a while. Maybe we've seen them around town, but Lois and Delaine, I love seeing you here. It is good to see you. The chicken wings feeling good. Got your shot. You're all ready to rock and roll. Delaine, you've been down in Florida a little bit, right? And it's just great to have you back. Wilbur, I love seeing you at the door. That is so good. I see you every week at men's group. He's on our Zoom call, but it is awesome to see. Carl, what's up, brother? 16 months. That's what I'm talking about. That is powerful, man. Mm. 16 months is legit commitment to be clean. That is powerful, man. That is supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in your life, for sure. I love it. Pains, I love to see the pains here. With tears coming down the eyes, I'm fighting back tears, watching Allie up here. It was so cool. I love it. Presnels, love seeing you guys. Dick, love having you. Man, it's just fun. It's just great to see our family back. There's something inside of me that's just been aching to see our family come back to worship together, and it's like a little mini reunion, family reunion. Some of us in our church family aren't here, like, I don't know, maybe Mark and Priscilla Schultz. Y'all want to see what they're doing right now? All right, here's a picture. This is what Mark looks like right there. Are you kidding me? This is the text I get from Mark Schultz this morning. He's doing some Starbucks and some beach. This is what he said. Sunday ritual, drinking coffee on the beach. Before watching you, I saw a guy getting baptized in the ocean this morning. What a great way to start a day. How cool is that? Well, Mark, since you're watching, it is a rainy overcast here. Still snow on the ground. It's melting. But anyway, hey, near or far, we still can worship together, and I love the fact that that we've been able to do it. We've sustained a global pandemic, and we're still here worshiping. And for all of those that are tuned in watching, we're thankful that you're watching from all over. It's really, really cool. All right, I want to hit us just for a couple minutes this morning on this topic. This past weekend, we did a church retreat. I just want to encourage anybody that wants to go deeper, this is a place to go deeper, is a church retreat where we're able to sneak away and there's no time limits, no time restraints, where we can just kind of hang in some sessions and hang in the presence and where we can really go after God and have some deeper conversation and dialogue about some things. And this weekend, we talked about the power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the things on the feedback that came back, this was Joe Psalms. He said, I feel the Holy Spirit most when he just convicts me of sin. Anybody know what it's like to feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit on your life? Whenever that thing just kind of comes into your spirit, maybe you feel it in your belly, or you feel it even just the weight of the, right? You just like, maybe it's heaviness, maybe it's sadness. I don't know what it is, but you just feel that sort of thing. And I also know that while conviction can be such a good and God thing, anything good can be counterfeit by the enemy. And he wants to hijack it as quickly as he can. So he shifts conviction to condemnation, and he makes us feel bad, and he puts guilt and shame on our lives. Where conviction should lead us to good, condemnation just lets us spiral in the yuck. Right? And so he hijacks it. So this morning, I just want to talk about the power and really the laid out difference between conviction and condemnation. I have a golden retriever dog who is heightened aware emotionally. This dog is, he is aware emotionally. He is amped, he's fired up, he consoles, he's weird whenever Alyssa and I hug or kiss in the kitchen. Like, he just gets right up there in the middle. It's like, Wrigley, you're I feel sorry for you, bro, but we don't have anybody for you here. It's like Adam in the garden. He's like, everybody else has a pair. Where, you know, where's mine? But Wrigley can feel guilty quickly. And I'll tell you, and it is helpful on what voice I change into. And if Wrigley eats food off the table, or especially he knows Nora, she didn't have much fight in her, he'll go and just take whatever's in Nora's hand or whatever on her plate. And I'll say, Wrigley! And he just cowers, his ears just tuck underneath, crawls underneath the table. He's hiding, he's ducking, he's trying to get away. Riggers! Riggs, we'll just call out, you know, just 10 different names that he knows, you know, I'm not good. I'll just come down. Or you know what? He can be doing nothing wrong. And I can walk into the house, Wrigley, and all of a sudden, oh, he's replaying. Oh, I did this wrong. I did this. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't have, you know, bit onto the sock and, you know, brought. He'll just, whatever has happened, he'll just go crazy. Wrigley has been getting a little bit heavier. He's getting that COVID diet. He's just kind of hanging out on the couch and hitting the refrigerator a lot. So we've actually backed his portions a little bit. So now he's like, wait, I once was used to this lifestyle where I'm just like sitting fat. Like, this is great, high on the hog. And now y'all are like doing these portion reductions. I'm not down with that. So now he's getting himself into the trash because literally he's just hungry for more. And now we've got some trash that's kind of out and things like that. Riggers! Oh my gosh, he just hunkers. And the guilt and the shame come upon him so heavy. You know what it's like. There is a different spirit, I believe, that whenever God comes into a person's life, it's not only to remind you of your past, it's not only to remind you of all of your weakness and all of your frailties, but it is to lead you into this place where you become awesome, where conviction can hit your spirit and it takes you to a new place, to where you, it's the old has passed, the new has come, and I become a new man, and I'm convicted. There's a higher level conviction inside of me instead of just rewinding the tape and reliving and playing in the guilt and the shame. I now have a vision in front of me, and I'm convicted that I'm not living up to who I can be. And I'll tell you, the two, they might feel like they're pretty close, but they are worlds apart. Conviction and condemnation. If you got your Bibles, would you flip with me to Romans chapter 8? And in Romans chapter 8, in verse 1, I want to read this scripture to you. In this passage of scripture, it says this. It says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. I'll tell you this, that if you ever walk through life and you have walked through some sin and you're feeling the weight of that sin, there's nothing wrong with feeling the weight of sin. That actually is a good thing. There is conviction that's hidden you saying, this isn't right. This isn't how we treat people. This isn't how we talk to people. That's not how we do our business dealings. This isn't how we talk to our kids. That's definitely not how you talk to your spouse. And we feel that heaviness on us. Convictions can sometimes be heavy. And also, I don't want to get confused with consequences. It's not like there is therefore no consequences if you're in Christ Jesus. No, no, no. Bible doesn't say that. Sometimes you make your bed, and sometimes there's consequences. We got to sleep in it. Sometimes you go off on your boss, and sometimes the consequences are you are fired, right? We got to walk out sometimes sin. Sometimes you handle your wife in a certain way, and now welcome to that cold couch. We got to walk this thing out, right? You can't even sleep in the own bed. You got to sleep on the couch that you just made. And so don't get it mixed. It's not like, hey, I'm in Christ. Now I don't ever have to pay for the consequences of my sin. No, no, no. We just don't have to live with the guilt and the shame and the sickness inside of our spirits for the rest of our lives. Perhaps some of you, you're still wearing 20 years ago, you did something and you're just still that thing, that pit in your stomach, not totally feeling free, not totally feeling forgiven, feeling the shame of that and just walking those things out. I'll tell you, I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to say, hey, you know what? There's some things in your life that I just want to make you aware of. And not only make aware of, but I'm going to have to discipline. A good father doesn't see his son doing all of these things that are wrong and say, It's fine. Son, you're good. You're an idiot, but it'll be okay. Like, son, no. We need to address this. We need to talk about this. There's a character flaw in here. And I want to talk to you as leaders, as maybe you would lead a department, you would lead your home, you would lead in your workplace. Whenever you see those sort of things, can I tell you, for me, when Alyssa does that in my life, because many times Alyssa is the Holy Spirit, she does it through casting vision instead of casting condemnation. She will say, Brock, I know that you're a man of God. I know that you're supposed to be awesome. Hey, this is who I want leading our home, and can I just tell you the desires of my heart? And she'll cast a vision, and she makes it crystal clear. And saying, are we there? Are you leading us like that? I'll tell you also, conviction many times can come much better through questions than it can come through accusations. Because many times shame comes on. Wrigley, you're a bad dog. Say, Riggs. Did you get in the trash? Oh, he already knows. Hey, Judah, did you do this? He feels the weight of it. And conviction can hit. I want to encourage you, and even put on a leadership cap real quick, that we would not create atmospheres of condemnation. It's not what Jesus does. Jesus says, when I show up, there is no condemnation, because I paid the price for all of it, and I can set you free. And now we're bound by the spirit of life than we were to the spirit of the law. It's a total game changer. It shifts. Sometimes you even hear parents, and maybe you've done this before, where you might see something that happens in a kid or in maybe somebody at your job or whatever, and you say, hey, shame on you for doing this. Shame on you. And I'm pleading with you, please don't say that. Please do not speak shame over. I want to say shame off you. Guilt off you. Condemnation, get off of you. Because that's not the character of Christ. That's not what Jesus is walking around. There's going to be shame on you. There's going to be shame on you. There's condemnation on you. There's guilt on you. No. We want that shame to lift off our babies, to lift off our families, to lift off our community. And we want to say, Holy Spirit, bring conviction. Put a higher vision inside of them. In Psalms, it says that with vision, the people will live. But without a vision, the people will perish. And so I need a vision to be in front of me. I need to write the vision, make it clear. Clarity is king. And whenever I have a vision that is clear, I can run after it, right? And so sometimes casting vision that you know you're not living up to brings such conviction inside of my heart that I know I want to go to another place. I know I want to go for more. Can you please help lead your homes with atmospheres that is high level conviction, high standard of accountability? But there's no room for shame, guilt, and condemnation. And I want to play this out for you a little bit, because you're like, man, what are the differences still? I'm not totally sure. Check this out. Luke, I think you hit that slide there earlier. Here's conviction. Conviction, we know, is from God. Condemnation is from the enemy. I know the voice of the Lord, and I can feel that voice from God when I'm feeling the conviction of the Lord. But can I also tell you this, that Satan, his title on his bio, on his Instagram bio, to describe him, one of his names is the accuser of the brothers and the sisters. He's the accuser of the brethren. Here's what he does. He wants to come in and say, you're not enough. Did y'all hear Allie sing this morning? She set me up. She says, I need to keep being reminded of who I am, because the enemy says, when I'm not enough, when I feel like I can barely breathe, when I feel like I can't make it, but you say, and there's a different voice, you say, I'm loved. You say, I'm free. I felt guilty for 20 years, but Jesus, why? Why am I feeling guilty when you have set me free? Man, I'm sitting there feeling freedom just start breaking off. Oh my gosh, in my spirit and in my heart, as Allie was singing this, she was ministering to my heart today. She was setting free my mind where I replay who I'm not, that I'm not enough. I replay, and you just replay all of your guilty places, because the enemy wants to live in the courtroom with you, and he wants to take you to task, and here's why you're not enough, and here's why you're not good enough, and you didn't handle this situation, and I'm going to condemn you, and you're going to prison. And prison is, you have a shut-off heart, you can't feel the presence of the Lord, because you know that you're not worthy. And God doesn't want to hear your prayers. Who are you to approach a holy God? And he wants to condemn you and remind you of your past. And I want to just tell you, when he reminds you of your past, you got to remind him you don't have a past anymore, because the old is gone and the new has come. And we're a new man and we're a new creation if we live in Christ Jesus. You say that I'm loved. You say that I'm free. You say, and I got to start tuning in to a different voice. And there are voices that want to speak to you and that want to lie to you. And I just want to tell you, that is probably not the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will say, we need to go to the next level. And instead of just calling you out, the Holy Spirit will call you up, saying, come on, son. We don't do it that way. We don't act like that. That's not the character of Christ. Let's go. We need to go to the next level. And I feel it. And this morning, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit that he would kind of filter our feeler, and that we would know really well to be able to tune in. Is this the voice of the enemy, or is this the voice of the Holy Spirit? Is this going to produce life, or is this going to produce death? Because the enemy wants to keep you spiraling in death. And conviction helps lead us to life. Conviction helps take us to another level. One of them, conviction leads to life. Condemnation leads to despair. One ends in joy. The other ends in sorrow. I'll tell you this, sometimes this can even happen in marriage, where we get almost defensive. And maybe I'm not feeling like I'm on top of my game. And maybe she'll even call me out that I'm not on top of my game. And my defense is, well, let me remind you whenever you're not awesome. Do you remember 6 months ago you said, and you did this to me, and I am partnering with the spirit of the enemy when I operate like that. I'm attacking the very person I'm in covenant with. And I act more like hell than I do heaven. And let me remind you of all of your junk. That'll be helpful, right? That'll make our marriage awesome. And those things that are dead and gone, they're dead bones. I resuscitate them. Let's bring life back to that thing. Hey, remember whenever you did that? Whew, let's bring some life. Let's drag these dead bones back into our marriage. That'll be awesome. And then let's live in the past pain of all of that. Whew. Let's not go there. It's just not who Jesus is. And if we're Christ-like, if we're Christians, nor should we operate like that. Conviction brings life. Condemnation leads to despair. It makes us want to change. Conviction does. I'll tell you, man, when my heart is convicted, oh, do I want to change? Do I want to go to a different place? Condemnation makes us think that we can't change. Yep, you're right. I did that last week. I did that 6 months ago. I did that 20 years ago. Yep, that's who I am. Because you can't be anything other than what you are. And what I am is a liar. I'm a deceiver, I'm a cheater, and I've done those things. And we re-identify with all of our sin than to say, Jesus, you wash me, and now my identity is chock full in the person of Christ. Conviction leads to a new identity in Christ. Condemnation leads to the old identity in sin. Conviction brings specific awareness to sin. Condemnation brings vague uncertainty about sin. I love this because I like specificity. I like clarity. And conviction can bring clarity real quick, especially if you're married to Alyssa Meyer. She doesn't get it mixed. Conviction looks to Jesus. Condemnation looks at yourself. Conviction is a blessing, and condemnation is a burden. I'll tell you, church family, if this is one of the best and biggest things that you can get out of your relationship with Christ, it's to see him and the person of Christ, but it's to know that I'm freed from my sin. And not just that I don't have to keep going back to sin, like I'm in bondage to sin. I'm freed from the past heaviness and the weight of my sin. It takes on a whole new meaning. All of a sudden, now I'm in worship, and I'm not just thinking about all of these areas where I didn't make it this week. Now I'm totally freed up to where I can focus, and Todd was right, man. Worship was on point in my heart. I'm just like, I just want to worship from my toes this morning. Even my toes were giddy. If you ever stand behind me and I'm doing this, it's a little bit too much coffee, but it's a lot of Jesus is what's going on, because my heart has been freed. And you know what? I'm not looking through these broken lenses of all of my sin and pain to finally, hopefully, see Jesus on the other side. All of that is gone, and I see him. I'm like, whoa! Conviction can open up my heart to new levels to see Jesus in a new way. Condemnation will cloud that vision of who he is. I started thinking, as I'm worshiping, I'm thinking, Jesus, I'm so grateful that you chose me to have a friendship with. It just was as simple as that. I'm like, oh my gosh, he wants to be my friend. Oh man, that's like cool status right there. That is the blue check mark verified. You're cool now because Jesus is your friend. Thank you for setting your affection upon me. Thank you for freeing my heart so that I can see the most prized thing on the planet. Oh, and now my worship is not uninterested and disconnected and unmoved. My worship is like, wow, I see him, and I have a full body response. My emotions can't hardly contain themselves. I'm convicted in a different way. Here's the song that Allie was singing. I keep fighting voices in my head that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. As if life depends on it, I gotta know. Jesus, I gotta know, man. I gotta know that the cross has really freed me. I gotta know that this thing is powerful. I got to know that I just don't need just to kind of keep talking about all my past demons and hurts and pains. I got to know that you have set me free and that you've set me up for a life that's totally different. And as if life depends on it, people, I want us to move out of condemnation. Because if you truly believe your Bible, the Bible would say there isn't any. It says there is none. There's no condemnation for those that live in Christ Jesus. You know, the thing about shame, what shame does, shame makes us do more wrong things. Conviction helps us do more right things. Shame is, you're late for a meeting, and you feel bad about it, you feel guilty about it. And instead of doing the right thing, like calling, hey man, I'm running late, or shooting a quick text, hey, I'm going to be there a few minutes late, you're so ashamed, you don't even want to say anything. And you do more wrong things, like I'm just going to like sneak in, and I'm just feel guilty, and you kind of like walk in like a golden retriever, and you hide underneath it, maybe nobody saw me. But conviction is, you know what, I'm not living up to who I am, I'm so sorry, I'm going to own it. And conviction helps you go to another level. A convicted heart before the Lord is powerful. And it leads to good things. A shameful, cowering, guilty spirit. It just is just a damper. And I'll tell you, you feel like you're living with a heavy, wet blanket on your life. And that's not the best life in Christ. Because he lifts the burden. He takes those things off of us. In Proverbs 28, verse 1, it says this, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as lions. And this is cool because sometimes you can feel so guilty and so condemned. That's what the Bible says. That you're hunkering and hiding and nobody's even pursuing. Maybe you've had it before and you're like, man, why is she on my phone? Why is she looking at my text messages? Oh my gosh, why? Oh, and you already you feel the guilt. Why? Because you've been living in maybe some shady stuff. And you're wearing it, and like, she shouldn't be on there. Oh my gosh, is she gonna? Why is she looking at my internet? Oh, please don't look at my internet history. What? You know, like, oh, you live with this guilt and the shame. But when you live convicted, you just don't go back to all of those things. Listen, look at my phone. Look at my pictures. Look at my texts. All of a sudden, I have all this stuff freed off of me because a convicted man just lives differently. A condemned man is like, she's like, I'm not even looking at your pictures. My phone's dead. I'm trying to figure out this map, where we're heading. And nobody's even pursuing is what the Bible says. You feel convicted and guilty and shameful, and nobody's even pursuing. Isn't that crazy? But when all that stuff comes off of you, and we have these righteous lives, the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. And man, you can walk around with confidence and not condemnation. You walk around with joy and energy and life instead of always just like, oh man, I'm just kind of, right? Yo, am I speaking? I might just be preaching to myself this morning. But man, when you know that you took food off of Nora's plate, you live like this. Even if dad's not home, dad's looking, right? He's not even pursuing me and we're fleeing. Because you just live condemned and shamed and guilty. And we want to get that stuff off, get conviction down deep in our hearts, and we live these righteous lives before the Lord. So this morning, here's how we're going to end. We're going to pray, shame off you. Shame off the atmospheres of our home. Shame's off our conversations. We're not putting that on. Man, the devil already put that stuff on us. Let's not the church keep putting more on us. Let's lift that stuff off. And then with conviction, let's live righteous lives. Holy before the Lord, with boldness and confidence before the maker of heaven and earth. Would you all stand with me as we close this morning? And let's get freed up in this area. If there are any areas where you just maybe want somebody to talk to or you want some prayer, I would just ask maybe Pastor Andrew if you would come down and you'd be willing just to kind of talk with anybody that would want to. I'll just go back to the door and I'll greet as we leave. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for just the purity of a little girl like Allie Payne to sing and to prophesy with song the way she did. And Lord, we need to know that we're free. We need to know that we are loved. Lord, we pray that condemnation would come off your church today. Lord, we pray that you would set free your bride today. Lord, we pray that conviction would reign and rule deep inside of our spirits. God, we pray that we would live lives that lead to righteousness. God, we pray for a bold and confident church to rise up. Lord, I just ask you for a standard to come into our homes, into our relationships, in our marriages, with our kids. God, in our businesses, how we lead and live and operate, all the aspects of our life. Lord, I pray that you would put conviction upon us. And Lord, I pray that you would take all of this condemnation off of us by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.